This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Voters across mainland France have been casting ballots in the first round of an exceptional parliamentary election. A two-round vote could put France's government in the hands of far-right parties for the first time since the Nazi era. The outcome could also impact European financial markets, Western support for Ukraine, and how France's nuclear arsenal is managed. Many French voters have been frustrated about inflation and economic concerns, and they see President Emmanuel Macron's leadership as out of touch. Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration National Rally Party has tapped and fueled that discontent and dominated all pre-election opinion polls. A new coalition on the left is also posing a challenge to the moderate Macron. U.S., European, and Arab mediators have been pressing to keep stepped-up cross-border attacks between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants from spiraling into a wider Middle East war that the world has feared for months. Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas and Gaza that would calm attacks. With that in mind, American and European diplomats have been warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. A former U.S. diplomat in the Middle East says Israelis still seem to be arranging themselves for an entirely different magnitude of conflict. Slowly but steadily this summer, Russian troops are forging through Ukraine's outgunned and undermanned defenses along the front line of the battlefield in a relentless onslaught, prompting the West to push for new weapons and strategies to shore up Kyiv. That in turn has brought new political demands by Russian President Vladimir Putin of Ukraine's leadership and threats of retaliation against the West. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they are determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Islamic militants on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last weekend. The attacks in the regional capital and the city of Durban on Sunday killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in the rest of the region in the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. A chief rabbi said that a 110-year-old Durban synagogue at a center for Jewish life was destroyed in a fire during those attacks. The newly inaugurated Freedom Edge exercise is wrapping up in the East China Sea, having brought together Japanese, South Korean, and American naval assets for multi-domain maneuvers for the first time. It is foreseen as an annual drill, a critical development as Washington looks to strengthen its partnerships and military alliances in the Indo-Pacific to counter growingly assertive postures from both China and North Korea. One analyst says South Korea and Japan have the largest militaries among American allies in East Asia and have the sophistication to integrate operations with the U.S. Iran is holding a runoff presidential election to replace the late hardline president Ibrahim Raisi after initial votes saw the top candidates not secure an outright win in the lowest turnout poll ever held in the Islamic Republic by percentage. The election this coming Friday is pitting the little-known reformist candidate against a hard-line former nuclear negotiator. An election spokesman announced the result in a news conference carried by Iranian state television on Saturday. Beryl has now grown into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to strengthen into a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning has been issued for Barbados, St. Lucia's, Grenada, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Barbados Meteorological Service says a storm center is forecast to pass just south of the island. Late Saturday, Beryl was centered about 595 miles east-southeast of Barbados, and its maximum sustained winds had risen to 85 miles per hour. It was moving west at 20 miles per hour. Thousands of people are in Barbados for the 2020 World Cup cricket final, with India beating South Africa Saturday. Newly released video shows an officer in upstate New York fatally shooting a 13-year-old boy who had been tackled to the ground after he ran from police while pointing a replica gun. The body camera video was released late Saturday by the police department. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.